song about something that has never before been defined, can't be felt by the senses or comprehended by the mind. And so, my friends, we must now ask ourselves, just what is this song about? First of all, it is not about hats, which established at the opening of the song. Let's narrow down the possibilities slightly. Now, Webster's New World Dictionary, second college edition, defines a hat as a covering for the head. If Mr. Webster is correct, and why should we assume otherwise, then any object that can cover the head is a hat. If I put a book on my head, it would be a hat. If I put a chair on my head, it would be a hat. If I put my guitar on my head, it too would be a hat. If I put your mother on my head, she would be a hat. So, my friends, so far we've taken a very logical, very careful method of determining what the object is that is the subject of this song. As a matter of fact, we probably shouldn't be calling it an object, because if it were an object, it'd be put on someone's head, and if it were put on someone's head, it might very well be considered a hat by the more observant members of society. This song must be about some kind of abstract concept, like love or democracy. But wait! My friends, have we forgotten that not everything in life can be taken entirely literally? We cannot deny the existence of metaphors, not even the bad ones. Love is a radioactive hat which causes confusion in the brain. Democracy is a protective helmet on the head of the free world. In fact, the number of abstract concepts that can be metaphorically compared to a hat are limitless. Metaphorically speaking, anything can be a hat. So, my friends, we do not know what this song is about. We know what it is not. We do not know what it is. It is not a hat. It is not something else. But it does exist, for in a universe as infinitely vast as our own, it must exist. But it can't be sensed or even imagined. No one will ever find it. The world will have to go on throughout all eternity finding this. Never find. Wonderful object that defies all imagination and is not a fucking